with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. What's next in deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro's criminal case?
The deposed South American leader and his wife, Cecilia Flores, appearing together in Manhattan federal court, pleading not guilty to charges, including drug trafficking, after U.S. forces seized them from Caracas in a daring raid over the weekend. Their next court appearance is scheduled for March 17th. They could ask for bail, but judges rarely granted in such cases. While they were taken into custody, the government's narco-terrorism case has been going on for years. They remain at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. Julie Walker, New York.
Gas prices in the U.S. this year could be the lowest since 2020.
That's according to a new analysis by Gas Buddy. The average price of gas around the United States this year is expected to dip to $2.97 per gallon, down 13 cents from 2025. Gas Buddy is citing strong refinery output, lower oil prices, robust crude production, and softer seasonal demand as the main reasons behind this decline.
Bill Alexander reporting. Trump envoy Steve Witkoff says there's been good progress in talks aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine.
We think we're largely finished with security protocols, which are important so that the people of Ukraine know that when this ends, it ends forever. But we also think, critically, that we are very, very close to finishing up as robust a prosperity agreement as any country has ever seen coming out of conflicts like this.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 484 points, the NASDAQ rose 151, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 42 points. This is SRN News. It's Christmas time for the world's Orthodox Christians.
They use the Julian calendar and so are celebrating the holiday on Wednesday, January 7th. Between 250 and 300 million people around the globe are Orthodox and are 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar that's used by Protestants and other religious groups. A high percentage of the Orthodox live in the global East, Russia, other Slavic nations, and places like Turkey and Greece. Their Christmas celebrations are very similar, though, to those in the West. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for sex change operations in federal health insurance programs. The Human Rights Campaign, a leading LGBT advocacy group, has filed the complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering such procedures. The complaint argues this is sex-based discrimination. SRN News. Big tech sets off big gains on Wall Street.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street on their third trading day of the year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 484 points, or 1%, to the record it set on Monday. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.6%. Big tech stocks were once again the main engine driving the market higher. Amazon rose 3.4%. Texas Instruments rose 8.4%. Markets get several updates on the job market this week that could shed more light on where the economy and interest rates are heading. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The U.S. Department of Justice reveals that Claudio Neves Valente, identified as the shooter who killed two Brown University students and an MIT professor, had planned the attacks for months. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.